So let's say that you're sharing the gospel with a friend. You tell them that salvation comes by faith alone, and they respond with those infamous words, "Yeah, but faith without works is dead." How do you respond? That's what we're going to discover in today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and I wonder if you've ever been in this situation that I'm talking about, being told that faith without works is dead. Well, we're currently in a series called Beyond Doubt, and it's based on a book by one of our discussion leaders, Sean Lazar. The book is called Beyond Doubt, How to Be Sure of Your Salvation. I'm going to come back at the end of the program to tell you how to get your own copy of that book and some others. As for right now, let's go to our discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus Radio. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, my name is Bob Wilkin.
And we are going through a series based on my book, Beyond Doubt, How to Be Sure of Your Salvation. I want you to be sure that you have everlasting life. Because if you're not sure you have everlasting life, then you're not believing Jesus' promise. Because Jesus promised, whoever believes in me has everlasting life, John 5:24. So if you believe in him and you meet that condition, then what do you have?
You have everlasting life. And by the way, Sean, one of the things I think we need to bring out, too, is we not only want the people to be sure they have everlasting life, but we also want you to share this message with others.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to know it backwards and forwards so that you can help your children be sure they have everlasting life. Your parents, your brothers and sisters, people at work, people at school, people in your neighborhood. Once you have this message down, you don't go, okay, great, now I don't do anything with it. No, now I share it with everybody.
Right. So I've been going through all kinds of different errors that would lead people to lack assurance. Once you learn those, what those are, you have a ministry, friend. You have a ministry to share that promise, to give testimony of the hope that is within you to the people around you. And so you have a responsibility to share this amazing news that they can be sure of their salvation. They can be sure of eternal life. What most Christians mostly hear about are errors that would make assurance impossible or really hinder assurance. And one of those errors,
and this is a big one,
anyone who's ever preached faith apart from works will always be met with a counter scripture. And it's usually from which book?
James,
the
chapter
book of James.
2.
In fact, we just finished recording a whole series going through James verse
right,
by verse.
Right, check that out. You can check it in the archives.
Right, so go to iTunes, go to our website, faithlawn.org, and you can listen to a whole series where we go through James verse by verse. But what is the issue with James? People go to James and what do they look at?
Faith without works is, as my friends in Georgia say, faith without works is dead.
Is that what they say? I don't know.
It's supposed to be three syllables. Dead.
Dead.
No, okay. It's two syllables. I'm from California,
we'll
so what do I know?
So a lot of people go to James and there's this famous verse in James where he says faith without works is dead.
Three times. James right. 2, verse 17, verse 20, and verse 26.
And so people think it's really obvious what that means.
And
it's really not.
Totally wrong.
Well, first of all, it's wrong, but they quote that and they're like, see, faith without works is dead.
What else you want to talk about?
So, yeah. Done.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, okay, what does that mean to you?
Right.
Why do you think that contradicts the idea that we're justified by faith apart from works or the idea that we get eternal life simply by believing in Jesus? And what they'll say is something like this. They'll say, well, faith without works is dead, therefore you don't really believe unless you have works.
So you'd say, let's see, do you believe that Donald Trump is president of the United States? Yes. And are you doing a lot of good works? No. Then you don't really believe it.
Right.
Oh, no, wait a minute. We're only talking about faith in Jesus.
Right, right. Or something like, do you believe that you should be saving, you know, money for your retirement? Oh, absolutely. Are you saving money for your retirement?
No.
So you don't believe it.
You don't believe
No, I believe it. I'm just not doing it.
And, you know, that's a perfect illustration.
Uh-huh.
Faith without works is dead. If I believe I should be saving money for retirement and I don't do it, how does that profit me?
Right.
It doesn't. Part of the problem is when people look at James 2, 14 to 17 or 14 to 26, when they see the word faith, they think it's talking about saving faith.
That's right.
Really, it's just talking about anything we believe that God says.
Right.
So if God says it's more blessed to give than receive, and yet I don't give,
right,
that doesn't benefit me or the people I should be giving to. And if God says I should love my wife as Christ loves the church, and I believe that's a good thing to do, but I don't do it, well, that doesn't profit me or my wife. And this is true of anything in the scripture. Basically, what James 2:14 to 26 is all about is the middle aspect of what's called hermeneutics or biblical interpretation. Observation, interpretation, application.
Mm-hmm.
Once I observe and correctly interpret a passage, now I need to apply it.
Right.
If I don't apply it, James says, then my faith is dead. It's unproductive.
Right. And he talks about it. When we use the word dead in English, we don't always mean physically dead.
Right,
We use it metaphorically.
The battery is dead.
The battery is dead. So that doesn't mean your car had a heart attack or something.
Right.
It just means it doesn't have energy. Or if you say you're speaking to a group of people and you just say the crowd was dead.
It was a dead
audience. That doesn't mean they're all on the floor. Yeah, you weren't at the mortuary. That just means the energy was low.
Right.
You know, or if you say this plan was dead on arrival. That doesn't mean your plan died of,
of cancer. But if you say, man, the audience was really alive, then you mean you had an audience that was very responsive.
Right. So there's different metaphorical ways of referring to death. Now, I think the most literal meaning of death is the separation of the soul from the body or the separation of the person from God. But in James, he's using dead as a metaphor for what you've already said many times, profitability, usefulness.
And you can see that in the passage itself and in Proverbs. You quote some verses in Proverbs that I think are helpful here too.
Right. Basically, in my book, I argue that, listen, you need to rethink James. You need to read James as wisdom literature. In fact, I put a free ebook on our website, faithalone.org/ebooks, James as Wisdom Literature. It's this chapter as a PDF. You can just download it for free. And I just argue that James should be read alongside a book like Proverbs. A book like Proverbs is about how to live in this life, how to really live a full life and not go down the path of death, the path of judgment and discipline, and like the life of the prodigal son, living among the pigs and being hungry and you're isolated and you're just miserable.
Right.
James should be understood as wisdom literature. It's about how do you go through trials in life successfully so that you come out mature. Look at the very first chapter of James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So he's writing to brethren about the testing of their faith when they go through trials.
Right.
And he's saying, when your faith is tested, it produces patience, verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And so that's what James wants for his readers. He wants their faith to lead them to spiritual maturity. That's what perfect means here. That doesn't mean you never, ever sin. It means that you are mature.
Right.
And if any of you lacks wisdom, see, this is wisdom literature, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally. So this is all about going through trials. And how do you go through trials successfully? By putting your faith into practice.
That's exactly right. And in chapter 2, 1 through 13 deals with rich people coming to your church, your assembly, and poor people. And how do you treat the rich and how do you treat the poor? Do you treat them both equally? Or do you somehow kowtow to the rich and mistreat the poor, which is what was evidently happening? And James is saying that shouldn't happen. Their faith shouldn't be a matter of favoritism toward the rich.
Right.
And actually, R.T. Kendall suggests that 14 through 26 continues this theme.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the illustration in 2:15 and 16 is about poor people in the church who don't have enough clothes to wear and they don't have enough food to eat. He talks about that you may speak well to them, but you don't do anything.
Verse 15, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit?
Right. What does it profit? Starts verse 14 and ends verse 16, showing that faith without works is dead is talking about unprofitability.
Profitability, right. Yeah. The next verse is, thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So dead here is a metaphor for unprofitable.
Right. So you've got this poor person in the church, and this is very practical, not only in the first century, but today. If we say peace out or depart in peace, and hey, I pray you'll be filled and warm, but we don't actually give them anything needed for the body. That doesn't profit them, and it also doesn't profit us.
Right.
Because God's going to discipline us for having a cold heart.
Right. And later on in the chapter, James uses the example of Abraham. Now, Paul used the example of Abraham to make the point that we're justified before God by faith apart from works. But now James is using a later period of Abraham's life, after Isaac has been born and Isaac has grown up. And then Abraham goes through a trial. Remember, James is all about going through trials. Abraham goes through the trial of God asks him to sacrifice the son of promise.
The greatest trial.
Right, greatest trial. He's going to kill his own son that God has promised and he waited for decades and decades and decades. And there's a miraculous birth. Well, Abraham goes through that trial, and he's about to sacrifice his son, and then an angel stops him. But Abraham proves his faith, right? But now listen to verse 21. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? And this is not justified in the same way that Paul means it. This is more like vindicated.
Right.
He was vindicated
by
his works.
Men.
But look at the next verse. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? The only way Abraham could mature spiritually was to put his faith into practice.
And that's true for us.
And that is true for me and you.
But that is not how we know we're born again.
No.
Dead faith is not non-faith. Dead faith is unproductive faith. So here's the point. Do not doubt your everlasting life by questioning the type of faith you have. There's only one kind of faith. It's being convinced or persuaded. If you're convinced or persuaded that Jesus guarantees you everlasting life by virtue of what he did at the cross of Calvary, then you know you have everlasting life. Yes, now put your faith into practice. Whatever God says, apply it. But that's a different issue from assurance of everlasting life.
Thanks to Sean and Bob for that great discussion concerning what a dead faith is all about. Now, I want to tell you how to get your own copy of some of the featured books that this series is going through. First of all, this series is based on a book called Beyond Doubt, How to Be Sure of Your Salvation by Sean Lazar. You can get a copy of that book by going to faithalone.org/store, or just show up at the site faithalone.org and click on the store button. In addition to that, we have a free resource for today's episode. It's called James as Wisdom Literature, Salvation from Life's Trials. It's also by Sean Lazar. Now, this one you can get free. All you have to do is go to faithalone.org/ebooks, and you can download it right there and be reading it immediately. This will help you walk through James and see it for what it is, wisdom literature. Now, while you're on the site, I'd like to suggest that you get connected with some of our other resources. For instance, we've got a beautiful print, full-color magazine that comes out 6 times a year. You can get a free subscription, and it will show up right in your mailbox. It's an amazing age we live in, isn't it? We also have teaching videos. We have podcasts. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or right there on the site, faithalone.org. In our podcast format, you can listen to previous episodes, you can go back to the beginning of this series or any series you like, so take advantage of that. We've got lots of other free ebooks. In addition to all this, we have a blog that is very active. We post daily and there's lots of interaction and lots to learn right there on the blog. I hope you'll take advantage of these and many other free resources we have available for you. You might be interested in sending a question, comment, or some feedback to either Bob or Sean. They love to hear from listeners. I'll give you our team's email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to discuss whether or not doubt is humility. So tune in for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until tomorrow, let's keep grace in focus.